Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for your perfect work. Thank you, Jesus, that you came, that you saved, and you have called us, and we have entered into your marvelous love, your marvelous kingdom, and your marvelous presence in which there is fullness of joy. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the encouragement that we get by you day by day as we just stay dwelling in you. In you we live and move and have our being. And I thank you that we partake of life and life in abundance, eternal godly qualities of life that we lost in Adam is now restored in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your will be done this day and every day in Jesus' name as we abide in you, as the branches abide in the vine, and we bear much fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 24, verse 40 to 44. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect.
Hallelujah. You know, a lot of this, these scriptures have been used and abused in so many ways, bringing fear, porn, speculation. But then just bottom line, what is the bottom line? Have you accepted Jesus or have you not accepted Jesus? And once you have looked to the Lord, called on the Lord, and you are abiding in the Lord, you have come home. You are blessed. You are safe. And the word that God uses there for the people that are safe and they're in him, he calls them the righteous. And it's not righteousness of because of who you think you are, or what you have done, or your mighty plans. It's all about the righteousness of God, because now you are trusting in God, and now you're partaking of the inheritance that you lost in Adam is now being restored in Jesus. So that is a big thing. Have you accepted him or have you rejected him? And then so just to stay on the solid ground of making sure you're with the Lord. And so if you're with him today, you'll be with him tomorrow, and you'll be with him forever. That's why it's important to be disciples. It was disciples that Jesus called out of the dark world, called out of the deception, called out of the lies of Satan. And it's disciples that were blessed with his presence. Lo, I'll be with you until the end of the ages. It was disciples that saw the Lord was working with them with signs and wonders. And that's why we as well, we need to be disciple, righteous, dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus. So that's what it's all about. So just to clarify who stays and who goes, I've gone to Psalm 37 and I've just highlighted there. Man, it's such a blessing. You see who the ones that God blesses and protects, and who inherit the kingdom, who inherit this earth. And they with the Lord forever. And then you also see there the wicked, the ones that are taken. So that's the bottom line. Don't get into all this other speculation. It's the bottom line. Are you with Jesus, in Jesus, for Jesus, love Jesus, or don't you? That's what it's all about. And then so wonderfully here, when we see in other scriptures, like in 1 Thessalonians 5, once you're in Jesus, once you've run to Jesus, once you've taken refuge in Jesus, once you abide in the shelter of the Most High, that's Jesus, you're in the shadow of God, and then you see blessings upon you. So there you've got all the blessings, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, you're not of the night, so you don't have to fear, and you don't have to worry about the Lord coming as a thief in the night. He has come to you as Savior now, and he's now protecting you. And why is he protecting you? Because you have woken up, you've accepted, at the acceptable time he has heard you, and this is the day of salvation, and you are in the day of salvation, drawing close to the Lord, developing on schedule and being everything you're supposed to be. So you are not in the night, you are not a part of the problem, you are part of the answer now, as sons of the Most High, in tune with the Lord, developing on schedule. So arise and shine. Love the word. Jesus says so clearly in John 14, if you love my word, I will come live with you, and the Father will come live with you. So they make their home with us. And that's the realities that are here. Those are great and precious promises through which you escape the corruption that is in the world. And then also, if you confess me before men and not ashamed of me, you confess me before men, share the gospel, he says, you will experience my glory, Jesus's glory, the Father's glory, and the angel's glory. So be blessed to know you've been called out of this world. You are part of the family again, in the kingdom of God, representing the kingdom. And so God is with you in every way to protect and watch over you. So be blessed to know you are called for a time such as this. Arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.